listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
There's no better place than the one you call home. Doesn't it deserve the right protection? Talk to a Cleveland Allstate agent about home insurance today and let the good life in. Nathan Zagura and Andrew Gribble with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by our friends at Liberty Ford. And we got a caller up, 216-578-0850. We got the Highs on the line. What's up, Highs?
Hey, Nate, how was Vegas?
Vegas was glorious. I'm still recovering. I think I went one day too many. I was six days, five nights.
You
got to
get in shape.
I got to get in shape. I thought I was pretty strong. I made it all the way out until the very last day, and then I ended up, I passed out for about 16 straight hours at one point.
Hey, baby, Vegas, baby.
It's Vegas. It'll do it to you.
How about Jordan Spieth?
That guy, unbelievable. Unbelievable. I want him to win the British Open so bad.
A bigger story?
Why is it not a bigger story?
He got no press over the weekend.
If you go to ESPN right now, it is not even on the front page. Nothing about Jordan Spieth.
Right.
Just talk about him paired.
He's a non-story.
I don't know if it's because he's not Tiger Woods, but he's the youngest player to win the same tournament twice since Gene Sarazen, which he did winning the John Deere Classic for the second time. He's got an opportunity to win the first three legs, of course, of the Grand Slam. It should be a bigger story. The guy's 21 years old.
It's unbelievable. He's going after the Grand Slam. He's favored.
I agree. It should be a much bigger story, and it's at the Mecca of golf, the birthplace of golf, St. Andrews.
Right,
but
right.
You know what? Everybody wants to know how Tiger's going to do, Heis.
It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, because they're not one of your sponsors, I got to tell you about the best steak in town.
Okay.
I'll tell you when I see you.
All right, you'll tell me when you see me. Good. I love a good steak, as you know that. The other thing, what about this? I mean, we're in the midst of, you know, obviously unbelievable performances by Jordan Spieth, who's young. Serena Williams cementing herself as maybe the greatest women's athlete
ever. Yeah, great. The greatest player on steroids.
What'd you say?
Yeah, she's the greatest women's player on steroids. Go ahead.
You're not impressed with what Serena did. You had Roger Federer with a nice run at Wimbledon.
She's able to pay the doctors to stay ahead of the curve. Buddy, take her head off and put a man's head on, and you got a man's body.
That I won't dispute, but she's pretty darn good.
I've been next to her live, and she's a freaking, you know, her and her sister.
She might just be.
They have one, but they have two of them being freaks of nature where the definition is a man's body. She's able to afford the doctors that can stay ahead of the curve. No different than Tiger. No different than, you know, LeBron. All these other guys did.
So you think that's what happened with Tiger? The Tiger was just ahead of the curve, and then when he got off all the stuff?
Coming off the steroids. What do you think LeBron has to take 2 weeks off?
It's tough on their bodies.
The steroids, right. They can't, because their body can't recover in time.
Yeah, you can't stay that good for that long.
Look at it now. Look at baseball. Nobody can hit anymore.
There are not many. You're right.
Speed anymore.
You're right. Not a lot. Not as many runs as there used to be in the old game of baseball.
No, exactly. Because guys can't hit. They can't keep up with the, you know, they don't have the bat speed.
Right.
That was the one thing that the steroids did.
Oh, yeah. Remember when Brady Anderson hit, 52 homers
right.
that one year?
I mean, all the guys, they were having the home run count. You know, the guys were having, they had 35 home runs by the All-Star break.
I remember that. I grew up in the Bay Area with Mark McGwire and Canseco.
Because golf just started testing, I think, and basketball, they just started testing, right?
Yes. And so does that make what you're seeing with Jordan Spieth even that much more impressive to you?
Even that much more, right. Right. You know, and on Colin's show this morning, they were talking about how golf is probably the hardest sport to stay competitive in, you know, because there's just so many great golfers.
That's what I was going to say. What he's doing right now, given how good the golfers are, is unbelievable. Because any guy can win any tournament. It's stroke play. It's not like it's match play where if you make one bad swing and you blow up a hole, if you blow up a hole, you're done in stroke play. There's so many good guys. The pressure is enormous. The precision that's required is enormous. Now, at St. Andrews, you can hit it anywhere, which they're going to have a lot of fun with.
The
scores, I think, should be low.
I have, too.
Was a religious experience to me.
It's tremendous. I mean, I didn't play the back tees, but it's just, you know, I love the rule. I love when the guy says, I got 230 the hole, play your 150 club.
Yeah, play your 150 club and run it up there. You're 8,000 feet away,
putt it. Don't worry, just you got to trust me.
Yeah. It's great golf. I enjoy the British Open more than any of the other majors.
That's why I love the U.S. Open this year. I thought it was great they played that course.
But see, this is my
field for all the golfers.
I don't want the U.S. Open. I don't want to turn the TV on for the U.S. Open though and think it's the British Open.
Yeah, but it's just their play. But
the U.S. Open is a certain style of golf to me. Just like in tennis, you've got you got your clay, you've got your grass, you've got your hardcore. To me, U.S. Open is tree lined, big rough, green, lush.
But you get it with the PGA.
PGA goes all the time.
The course isn't sort of the same as England. It's a little bit different.
I hear you. But I'm very excited about St. Andrews. And Hayes, we'll have to go get that steak.
All right, buddy. When I see you, I'll tell you about it.
All right, you got it, man. Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right, Hayes. Yeah, Jordan Spieth doesn't get it. I don't think he gets enough pub for what he's doing.
I've got a couple theories on that. I mean, I think one, I'm trying to draw a comparison. I know this is maybe too early to draw this comparison, but it reminds me of like Jimmy Johnson in NASCAR. You know, he was great for like an unprecedented amount of years in NASCAR, but he just never got the kind of attention that some of the sport's other drivers got because of his personality. And it's not that it's a bad personality. It's just not a kind of a polarizing personality. It's like Jordan Spieth, it's like everyone likes him.
He's 21 going on 50 too. I mean, he doesn't look like a 21-year-old. He doesn't talk like a 21-year-old.
Right.
He doesn't. I think if he were a Johnny Manziel personality-wise and was winning majors, he would be an absolute sensation and would probably be the biggest sports story going now.
So that's like one reason. And I think two, this U.S. Open was almost like he was the third biggest story of the U.S. Open, whereas like the biggest story was how Dustin Johnson lost. The second biggest story was everyone complaining about the course. And then the third one was, Jordan Spieth won his second consecutive major. So I do think that all changes if he wins the major this weekend. Because there's really, sports-wise, there's not much going on at all this coming weekend. I think he would kind of have center stage. If he's able to do it, it's on at a friendly time. He would win it at kind of a TV, maybe like was it noon or 2 o'clock or something.
Yeah, he'd win it at a historic course.
And he's just on fire right now. And I think winning these events like the one he did yesterday, it's like it's not, you're not going to get that much attention, but it just kind of adds to what he's doing. But if he does win this one, I think that all changes.
I always wonder if it's bad to win the week before. Can you be that good 2 weeks in a row?
But this guy, nothing seems to bother this guy.
Certainly doesn't.
I don't want to call him vanilla, but it's just like he just seems like he has the perfect golf brain, and he's like just so like programmed to be just so totally normal out there. Nothing affects him. He wins in such a circumstance where no one even remembers he wins. They just remember that Dustin Johnson lost in such horrific fashion. But did you see he's paired with him for the first day of the British Open?
They're together again?
Yeah.
That's putt still got to hunt him. Paul Myers, our guy, he's got golf in his hand. He says, Spieth is Luke Donald with a better driver. If that putter cools off, then he's a non-factor, which is why no pub. Yeah, but the putter hasn't cooled off. And if he becomes a non-factor, then he can become a non-factor. But right now, he is a huge factor.
Also, I don't give us in the sports media enough credit to say, we're not giving him enough attention yet because his putter's been too hot and he's not that good of a golfer. We like a good story. I mean, and I think it's – he will become such a huge story if he does win the British Open. But, again, I'm kind of surprised by this, but I can see the reasons why it's not that big right now.
The other group that I would love to watch is John Daly, Jason Duffner, and Miguel Angel Jimenez. That is going to be how wasted are Daly and Miguel Angel Jimenez going to be by the ninth hole?
And Duffner's fun, too. I like watching Duffner. Duffner looks like the most average guy out there, and it's so fun to – I like Jason Duffner. He's from Cleveland area.
Yep.
I actually got to watch John Daly on one of those lesser tours in Knoxville at a tournament down there. It was an absolute blast. I mean, he's got like a group of people following him at this tournament where he is really, I mean, at a lesser tournament, he is like Jack Nicklaus out there.
Oh,
because
yeah.
He is the big name, the big draw. He's in the South. I mean, it was a blast. I've never had that much fun watching golf. Just following around John Daly, who wasn't even really – he was doing pretty good. He wasn't doing great, but
– I was the biggest John Daly fan ever. And believe it or not, it is now 20 years to the day that he won the Open at the Old Course. And I remember that like it was yesterday. You thought he had won, and then Constantino Rocca knocked in that putt from off the green on the 18th, and they had to go to the four-hole playoff, and then Daly ended up winning it. But I was as big a John Daly fan as there was. It would be great to have a resurrection from him. Plus, it's the last time Tom Watson will play at the British Open, and also it is the last time that Nick Faldo will play at the British Open, and he's playing with Justin Rose and Ricky Fowler, so that's a pretty good group. Tom Watson playing with Ernie Els and Brant Snedeker, that's a very good group as well.
Maybe, do you think these majors just haven't gotten enough attention up to this point because of all the other, like, kind of non-big sports that are having kind of big storylines going on? Is our attention span not able to handle both a Triple Crown winner in horse racing, a huge story in women's tennis, Women's World Cup, like all these kind of non-big four sports? Is that a reason why we're not paying enough attention to Spieth? I mean,
I don't know. I think people in golf want Tiger Woods, and I think basically the NFL has become that much of king.
Yeah, and now we got SportsCenter today at SEC Media Days for college football.
Football, getting people focused
nonstop. So, but you know, I'm not really much of a watch TV on golf fan. I'd like to play golf, but I don't watch much. But I'll be watching this weekend just because
I love the British. I think you get to wake up and you throw it on. It's a lot of fun. All right, we'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford.